shine, little Uber, glimmer, glimmer.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. That's right, we're here to take your call. 527-486-8166-KVNF now. I am your host, Jill, here with my favorite gardeners, of course. Hi, worms. Lance, Lulu.
Good evening, everybody.
Glad to be here and throw another blanket on the garden, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, or just let it go.
Let it go.
Well, you can see I have blankets all over the place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you kind of have those blankets. You're all stocked up. You got a linen closet out there.
Yes.
Waiting for the garden.
Yeah, those an old spent mattress pad is one of the best things you can
use. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boy, they're good.
Man, don't throw that stuff away.
Burlap tarps, 7x7 burlap tarps. I have old blankets, old bedspreads, you name it. Actually, old curtains work really good, too.
Recycle, reuse.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And have you had a big frost up at your place?
I think it was about 31.
31. Not too bad.
Yeah.
32.
Right there.
Right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ready and waiting.
And some places got frosted, and there's buckwheat frozen to the ground, and 10 feet away, that buckwheat looks just fine.
Right. Little microclimate.
That's really cool. Yeah, I got after my geraniums, the one, and half of the plant would be all crying, you know, and the rest of it was just perky and happy.
Uh-huh. And I had both patches of basil completely covered, a tarp, a burlap tarp, and a blanket on top, and they froze through there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just so sensitive
that
it, you know, it's like, why did I even bother? Just I should have just picked it and been done with it.
Well, you gave it a try.
You know, mm-hmm. you give it a try. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know. It's just too bizarre. You just never know.
You never know. Even when you try your best, you think you have it solved. I'll throw you a monkey wrench.
Yeah, it will. It will. The whole thing is to, you know, if you feel like you have to do something, do it. Mm-hmm. If it works, yippee. If it doesn't, c'est la vie. Who cares, you know?
I even covered my peas and the snow peas. The snap peas are over 5 feet tall. I can't cover those. But the snow peas aren't above the trellis, the top of the trellis. So I actually put the blankets over the top of the trellis, and it worked really good. They mm-hmm. didn't get to the snow peas or the snap peas are still good, but it might be a little bit colder tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I give it a 50-50 chance.
Right.
It feels nice out there right now.
It feels really nice right now.
Yeah.
Are these your snow peas?
Those are my snow peas.
Uh-huh. They're beautiful. We have a nice bowl of some really luscious.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Giant.
Mine
snow
are
peas.
Done. I got. You know, I didn't have all that many, and they're mostly done now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there looking for them today, but they made it through without any problem.
Great.
Yeah.
Harvesting, ready to go.
Yep.
And you're spraying with kelp. That's kind of your winter.
It's just a way to get plants through stress.
Through stress.
Mm-hmm. And any type of stress. Too cold, too hot, when they're fruiting,
mm-hmm.
you know, those kind of things. So it's actually... The whole year I've done it every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I did it extra because I did it a couple of days ago knowing it's going to get cold. And I did it this afternoon.
All right.
Wow, that's
feeding
so
the plants.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And we have this potato here.
Let's talk about this good looking potato.
Let's talk about that.
That potato?
Yes.
It's a rose fin apple. And it's a fingerling.
It is a multi-fingerling.
It's a multi-finger.
Yeah.
Let's count how many fingers.
Right.
You broke one off.
It looked like someone giving some... Oh!
One came in. Transplant his thumb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's a toe.
Okay.
And so 7, 8, 9, counting the one I broke off. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Imagine one hand doing sign language with 9 fingers. That's what it looks
like. That's what it looks like. It really does.
Yeah.
And the rose fins will do that. They'll branch out like that. And it's fun to dig in because you never know what kind of creatures.
Oh, yeah. Gonna,
what you're going to get. And you have to be kind of careful.
Yeah. And these are really good to eat.
Yeah, yummy.
They're good fried. They're good baked. They're, you know.
Just about anything.
Uh-huh.
They're hysterical to look at.
Yeah.
If you looked at this in another way, it looks like a little guy, and he's got a little toe.
Yeah, he does have a little toe. It's Mr. Potato Head in a whole new way.
Yeah,
whole
sure.
new way. Yeah.
Hey, we have Anthony calling from Paonia.
Oh.
You never know.
Yeah.
Thanks for the apple. It was delicious.
Delish. Hi, Anthony.
Because I have to say to Lulu, you were like, biting into them crisp. Awesome. That's just totally awesome.
Well, we just have to do it, you know?
Yeah.
We want you guys to get the full effect of what's going on down here.
That's right. We appreciate you, Anthony, calling all season long, and then a nice little treat left right here on the table for us in the studio.
So fine.
Nice.
That was so nice. Anyway.
Well, it was due to you guys, because I don't know about apples. I know I'm a landscaper. I mow grass. But I have this really cool tree, and you helped me. So there
great.
You go. I think
workmen
are worthy of their reward.
Yay.
Well, thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. I enjoyed it at home that very evening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I had mine with a little peanut butter.
There you go.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's delicious.
That's an old tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old flavor.
How old do you reckon it is?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, this house where I live was built in 1948 after the war, Second World War. I mean, you guys know better than me, but probably about like that, right around there. Yeah. Because it's probably 18 inches diameter is the main trunk.
So 60, 70 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 30, 40 years or something, anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just calling very mercenarily to make a plug. I used to be a landscaper over on, as you know, Longmont Boulder, Boulder Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And please, people, because we're talking now this cleanup and everything, please, 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 recycle your grass. Because that's what I used to do for a living. And you buy the Toro, which is a patented recycler. There's other blades which work just as good, or no blade, just mow it. Recycle your grass. Get off of Miracle-Gro and all these, you know, high-number nitrogens. And it'll take a little while. It'll take a little while. It'll take... you know, 3 or 4 months, and after that, it'll be so much better. You'll be, like, you know, increasing the yield of your lawn, increasing the yield of all of your plants. On to the future. Please do that.
Yeah.
You won't regret it. It's a little shock right to begin with, because like I used to say to my customers, this is your lawn on drugs. And we're going to have to wean it off, and then it's going to be better. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That is something we could talk about a little bit.
Recycle those leaves that are coming down now.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
That's on our list.
Yeah.
That's on our
list. Tony Koski at CSU will tell you if you cut your lawn with recycling blades or whatever, just not even recycling blades, just a regular blade, you're putting back 20% nitrogen. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It is.
I think it does help build a pretty lush carpet of grass when you do
that. Yeah, it'll be way better. In 2 or 3 years, you'll be like, oh, my God, why did I ever mess around
why was
with,
I spending all that
with,
money
with
on that
orchid and all this stuff and Dick Cheney and all this all this oil and gas and fracking? And no, don't do that. Yeah. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
I haven't picked up lawn cuttings in over 20, 30 years.
I believe it.
And so I had some people doing a tour with me, and they go, well, what do you put in your compost? And they were looking at my lawn. Well, don't you pick up the grass? And I says, no, that'd be stealing soil fertility from here. So
yeah,
I just
why? Why?
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do
it. No, but I mean, really, just arithmetically or logically or whatever, why do that?
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
Yeah, well, good advice on the grass cutting. And how many mowings do we have left? Are we down to one? That's Lance put up his one potato finger.
one more.
One more mowing.
Potato four.
Thanks, Anthony.
Love hearing from you.
Rock on. Yeah.
You too.
We will. You too.
Right on. Yeah, good advice there. It does help build a lush carpet. And we were going to talk about leaves and cleanup and that kind of thing. So let me give the phone numbers real quick and let's do that. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. Don't rake your leaves.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. We just leave. If you really want to make an experiment, leave the leaves right where they fall. I haven't seen it killed lawns. My lawn's still there. Mm-hmm. The grass underneath all the fruit trees is still there. Mm-hmm. Now, it might be a little thin in early spring, but it all grows back and looks just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and if you really have a ton of leaves on your grass and you're all paranoid and everything, just go out there and mow it.
Yeah, chip it, mow it, shred them up.
Shred it in, right?
Yeah. Shred mm-hmm. it right into the grass. And then, like Anthony said, you're right back there building soil. You're not depriving your worms. I mean, it's amazing. My next door neighbor, his lawn where it meets the sidewalk is a good, how much is that? Six or eight inches above the sidewalk, because he does bring his grass clippings up, but he's got so many night crawlers.
That they build that soil up anyway.
And, you know, it's just, it just breaks my heart to see people mowing their lawns down to the nub, you know, and depriving. I mean, you know.
Something's got to live in there.
Yeah.
It's a living organism. Do you know that I think it's 1,000 square feet of green grass can provide enough oxygen for a family of four?
Wow.
Yeah. Lawns aren't all that bad. Mm-hmm. They make a lot of oxygen.
Yeah.
The big O.
And keeping them clean and keeping them healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about worth it. Way worth it? Yeah. What about burning leaves? A lot of people.
No. Just keep them. You know, I have a couple places where I actually go and rake the leaves up, but if I don't rake them up, the people there are going to burn them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take them home.
You take them with you.
Yeah, and I use them for compost. You know, if you find somebody that this time of year, there's definitely some commercial composting businesses, you might try to make some contacts and see, you know, if it's clean leaves, because lots of times.
Oh, then there's that.
Right.
Yeah.
There's clean leaves. In other words, they don't have plastic and bones and nails and glass and gravel in them.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Or fertilizers that have been on the grass or mm-hmm. pesticides that might have been used mm-hmm. on the tree,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And, yeah, you really want. My next-door neighbors have a maple tree that I think if they left the leaves in the yard, that might be one of the one places in town where it would really start to smother the grass. Because, I mean, this tree is huge. But it's so great. I can't wait. I'll go over there and ask Marilyn, go over with a tarp and just bring a couple of tarps worth over to my gardens and throw it on there. Leaves. Oh, yeah. And then you don't have the weeds in the spring. It's so worth it. And your soil, you know how we always talk about you get to that point where your soil gets too hard?
Uh-huh.
The leaves delay that for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, if you feel like you need to rake, just go out there and play. Just kick them around and throw them up in the air.
Make a pile and jump in it and stuff like that.
Right. Move them around.
Move them around. The only leaf you want to avoid at this point is pine needles. Pine needles are for your garden. They don't compost well. And I've used them for pathways, and I've used them for mulching, for dryland mulching, you know, out there. But I actually don't. I've tried putting them in the compost, and I end up taking them out and putting them in the next pile.
Yeah.
And then the next pile.
Mm-hmm. So don't include them in that hole. What about sawdust, wood chips?
Little sawdust in the compost is fine, and a little wood ashes, but not very much. But wood chips I would totally avoid as a soil fertilizer.
Okay.
Mulch, again, pathways. Don't you have it in your pathways?
I use wood chips. I've got it. I can't live without it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There isn't any anymore out at Todd's. Because everybody's
on
to it.
He's the wood chip king.
Yeah, everybody's on to it, you know, and so the wood chips are flying out of there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I use a lot of wood chips. In fact, that was how I originally started getting the weeds out.
Well, you put a real thick mulch on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then let it decompose over the next few years.
Yep.
You can do that. As long as you're patient enough, you can do that.
Yep.
You know, if you have a, you know, put it on there and let it sit for 2 or 3 years, it will decompose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But immediately,
it's robbing the soil of nitrogen. Mm-hmm. So it's if you want to put it on,
and think you're going to plant a garden right in it, forget it.
No, forget it. No.
It's not going to happen.
No. Right. I did do your hay bale trick and picked up one of those rotting hay bales, and man, was there a lot of partying going on under there.
Isn't that
worms and bugs?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
They make the best soil. So I've got that on the Rio Grande side of my garden. In fact, that garden's going to get worked over this year. But the hay bales rot there in this one, mm-hmm. right against the road where the, mm-hmm. where the, you know, on the other side of the gutter curb thing. And, it's getting to be some of the best dirt in the whole garden.
Isn't that nice? On one of those hell strip kind of things, right?
Hell strip kind of things, mm-hmm. yeah.
Hey, David is on the line from Ridgeway. Good evening, David.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on tonight?
Well, you mentioned wood chips, and I have a property at 124 Grand Avenue and Peonia there, and I had probably the biggest spear, you know, in the state, and I had massive tree, you know, thinning job done, and there's a big pile of wood chips there, so if anybody wants any, they're free.
Oh, nice.
Great. Right here on Grand Avenue.
Nice.
So it'd be alley in the backyard, alley access next to Peonia State Bank.
Okay.
Wow. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
All right. David down in Ridgeway.
Okay, everybody pretend you didn't hear that.
just leave a little bit. I want a little bit, but there's a lot there. So
okay. All right.
Go have at it.
What kind of brush was it, the plant?
It's from a Siberian elm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So it's limbs and some of the bigger, you know.
Yep.
Yep.
And there's some logs back there. If anybody wants to take the logs, they can take them.
All right. Thanks, David. That's awesome. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's so awesome. Ha-ha, got my truck.
Well, how about it, Lulu?
We know what she's doing after the show.
Right.
I'll be over there with my, just grabbing
wood
some.
Wood chip lady.
Yeah, mm-hmm. honey. That's so cool.
How nice. Thanks, David and Anthony. Great listeners and callers.
Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good night.
527-486-8166, caving up now. How are you winding down the season? What's going on?
It's winding down. I didn't notice.
I got a big caulking gun in here. It's giant. It must be, what, almost 30 inches long. It is a...
Daikon radish. Yeah. Lance brought in this radish. You can't believe... It doesn't... That's not natural.
Well...
Okay. It's a natural up at his house.
Yeah.
His garden.
When you broad fork down 11 inches and then you pile the dirt from the pathway, you got, you know, 16, 18 inches of cultivated ground.
Yeah, soft dirt. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's some careful digging to get that thing out of the ground, huh?
Yeah. It didn't want to pull out, so I had to dig that one.
Uh-huh. Dug it way down there, mm-hmm. 20 or more inches. All the way down to the root tap.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. My dirt is really wet. My soil is really wet back there. Uh-huh. I've had the sprinklers off for a week, but it's mm-hmm. still...
Well, cool weather, shorter days.
Yeah, all of that.
Stays moist.
Yep.
Yep. We also have some delicious grapes. These were picked today, right?
Yeah, they'll freeze tonight.
The grapes are going to freeze tonight.
And they still mm-hmm. need another week, but I just went ahead and did it. And that way I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. And these red ones are the...
The Suffolk red.
Mm, those are yummy.
Yeah, they're good. We don't know what they are. Grapes are fine. They're back there.
You're going to just let them ride the night out?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I still have a couple other grapes that I brought in a couple weeks ago, Delaware and the Swenson's. I'm going to leave them on there and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, see if they freeze or not.
Well, we're kind
They're really good.
that part of the year where things get sweeter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, everything gets sweeter. Oh, the collards are going to be fabulous.
Collards, mm-hmm. kale, greens.
Yep, plums, beets. The plums. I didn't pick my plums today. Tomorrow's plum day.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like people say how sweet my carrots are. Well, they're really going to be sweet now.
Yeah, wait till this snow, boy.
Yeah. What is the carrot report? We're at the end of the season.
Oh, the second bed's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm starting on the third bed, and I estimated I have over 700 pounds of carrots still to pull.
Wow.
What?
Yeah,
still
I just...
to pull.
And notice I said pull, not dig. Uh-huh. I actually pull them.
Oh, you do?
Wow.
Yeah. I have to use the
spading fork first.
Spading fork, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Lulu, my soil gets thick.
Yeah, you were talking about thick or thin carrots. How was your crop this year?
It's pretty good, but I didn't thin them enough.
No?
I can see that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's first year in a long time.
Yeah, it's the first year in a long mm-hmm. time. And the soil is only getting better and better, you know.
Yeah.
So that has to do with it, too. But, if I left them in there, they'd keep growing. They'll push each other around mm-hmm. and keep getting bigger. So I've been eating a few. I'm going to leave them in there until I'm ready, and then I'm going to dry them. I'm going to slice them and dry.
Oh, right. You have that drying.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to put them through the food processor with the slicing blade and just get these little chippy things and dry them, see uh-huh. what happens.
Yeah. One thing you guys mentioned right before the show is that this cold weather also makes something like kale more tender, which I didn't know that. I knew the tasty part, but I never really thought about the tenderness of it.
Yeah, I don't know why. Uh-huh. Just that cold and the sugar comes up, it tastes better. And
more
it
tender.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You won't have to cook it as long.
Maybe because it breaks the cells down a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what happens mm-hmm. when plants die from cold. It's because the water in each of the little cells expands and kills the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it dies. So mm-hmm. maybe, obviously, things like arugula and kale and collards and all those super hardy cold things, their little cells don't break as quick.
Yeah.
So maybe the kale just breaks a little bit and
breaks
gets
it
tender.
Down a little softer.
Who knows? Somebody out there.
Somebody
knows.
Does. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. Lulu, you brought a reference in, your weed reference.
I brought the weed report.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know our caller or our podcaster.
Our podcaster. Yeah.
From last week. From his
Carolina and Tennessee.
North Carolina and Tennessee. Talking about
mulching.
Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what weeds lead to what. And so I brought in the weed hit list here and what it means, So,
is there a specific weed that we want to tell
Well, we don't
about?
We don't know exactly
we didn't
what
know what kind
had,
of weeds he has.
Right.
But the other thing that I was going to mention is if he's got something like what's that? Kudzu.
Oh, yes, that's fine.
There's a couple of weeds back there that we don't have. That
right.
they do, and there's probably plenty out here that we have that they don't. But most of these weeds that we call weeds are common throughout North America because they came over with the settlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came over. And this is just a list of weeds and what they indicate in the soils.
Okay.
Yep. So like a real common one, lamb's quarter and pigweed and cocklebur. Indicate fertile soil, plenty of phosphate, and crops will thrive and insects will stay away. What's another real common one? Buttonweed. The mallow?
Mallow.
Yeah. What else do you call that besides buttonweed?
Buttonweed and mallow.
That's an excess of organic matter that is not decaying properly, so it's too much potassium.
Mm-hmm.
Bindweed. Bindweed, morning glory, and white top. Improper decay and bad composition of the soil, and it causes a buildup of formaldehyde and alcohol.
Oh,
really?
In the soil.
Yeah.
These conditions allow weeds to proliferate.
There you go.
And so you get all these different things. And
well, you named a few conditions in my yard right there.
Yeah, this is our normal stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Curly dock, sunflower, ragweed.
Right.
Yeah. See, there you have it.
Thank you, Lulu.
Well, you're so welcome. I wanted to get that
off the weed of the West.
Off my mind, off my conscience. Oh, my God. Right?
Confess. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. And Lance, it's the time to do some transplanting.
I guess
peonies.
Peonies are generally transplanted in the fall. And that you'll dig down there and you'll see an eye. The shoot for next year is already there. It was there. When I had the garden tour, somebody was asking me about peonies. And so we got this old man and I got down on our knees and we dug around the peony plants till I found that shoot. And this was September 10th. So it is there.
It was there.
And you have to have that shoot at the same level or depth as it is growing.
Okay, so when you dig it out, you want to put it back in the new spot.
Probably the same depth. And that one was about 2 inches, maybe a little more. But
I think they're usually about 2 inches.
But they're usually about 2 inches is where they're at. And so if you plant them and he thought, talking to him, I said, oh, you probably got it too deep. And he says, no, I think I have it too shallow.
Too shallow. Oh. Yeah, that'll do it too. Mm-hmm. And so if you have peony and they're not behaving properly, that's what you do. Check it out.
Check it out, and you'll see what's either deeper or bringing
too
it up.
Too shallow or too deep.
Going by that little shoot.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to plant too shallow. And then I have to throw stuff on top of them, and then they eventually get happy.
Okay.
Right. Build it up.
It up a little bit.
Hey, Bud from Rogers Mesa is on the line. Good evening, Bud.
Hi.
Hi.
Awesome.
What's going on?
I was wondering how I tell when my winter squasher down there, butternut.
Yeah, that's on our list too.
Yep.
This is great. We're all right on there. I'm actually going to leave mine on. It has somewhat of a frost, but I'll actually cover them. I'll cover individual squash because they're still getting juice or vitamins or whatever you want to call that from the vines. The vines and roots are still good. Now, as you said butternuts. They got a good brown color?
Oh, a good, nice, firm skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good size and seem to be pretty tough skin.
Yeah. To get the best storage is, now, Lulu, you can correct me on this, is if you can not score the skin with your fingernail. You want it harder than that.
Okay.
The four best storage. But if it's got a real good tan, there's no green in there, you could go and harvest it. Just make sure that...
leave the stem on.
Leave the stem on.
Yeah.
You know,
And if you can cure it outside, if you can let it... You don't want it to, bake in the sun or anything like that. But if you just let it sort of dry out a little more.
Yeah, another day or two.
Yeah.
Just let it dry out. And I've actually done that, and I've just thrown tarps over it. I put it in the north side of the house on my driveway.
Yeah.
And just cures the skin. So you can't do it as long as it's got the right color.
Okay. Yeah, the vines were fairly green till they frosted last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, what I did too, is my winter squash all didn't make it this year for whatever reason. I don't know what was going on in that garden. But the zucchini and the yellow squash that got huge, now I covered those last night to keep them from getting a frost burn. Even though they were massive, if you think you're going to get real cold tonight, you might want to throw a blanket on that squash just to keep it from burning, from getting scalded by the cold.
Yeah, that'll be a weak spot, an open spot for it to rot.
Yeah, and then it'll rot from that spot. It'll damage the skin enough to bring on an earlier
rotting. In other words, you would eat it first.
Yeah. In other words, you'd see it starting to go, and then you'd eat that one first. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just this is something aside. Is it the only – what other squash did you have there?
That's the only thing I planted this year.
Okay,
yes.
Butternuts. You could save the seed for that.
Okay.
And for next year, because it's a type of variety called Machatas, and you had no other Machatas growing within the vicinity. I mean, maybe mother – butternuts. There are other Machata squash, but I suspect nobody's growing it, those other kinds there. And you could save the seed. Just when you go to bake it, clean those seeds out, soak them overnight, and then dry them out on either pie tins or plates or whatever. And make sure they're really dry before you put them in the jar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mold, I suppose, if I
They'll get funky for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super dry.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
you're
Bud.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye. Butternut Bye. Squash.
I know,
sounds
I love butternut.
Yummy. I love this time of year and all mm-hmm. the squash coming out.
I think I'm going to cut down my trees. No, I pretend I didn't say that.
We didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness gracious. What else? You've got popcorn going. You're drying the popcorn husking and drying it.
I thinned the spinach. That's going to be next year's spring crop. So that's thinned to 2 inches. And I think I'm going to leave them there just in case. I want to thin it to 4, but there might be winter kill.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it at 2 inches.
Uh-oh. And
there went your phone.
You're going to leave it.
Leave it at 2 inches, and then I'll thin in the springtime. And I'll have early spring spinach.
Yeah, so that spinach is, I still think this is amazing. It's going to winter over, and you're going to have spinach in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Love that.
It's extremely hardy. People don't realize that. It doesn't like heat and long mm-hmm. days, but it'll take the cold.
It'll take the cold.
Yeah.
And boy, you have some beautiful spinach. Thanks mm-hmm. for sharing that with me in the last week or so, yeah. Lance.
The only other project that I've done here is all the old fruit is picked off the trees and off the ground.
Yeah,
that's good for you.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. gonna that's
Clean
coming
up.
Around.
Clean up.
Yep, that's coming around.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us again. Another edition of As the Worm Turns. Thanks to Anthony and David and Bud.
Great questions.
Yeah, great
yeah,
questions
awesome.
Tonight. Appreciate your calls. And thanks to all of you listeners for tuning in every week. We'll be back next week, 6:30. Same time, same yeah. place, for another edition.
Same worm
yeah.
We're going to have a guest the first week of November.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Ooh, nice.
Yippee.
All right. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
All right. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
To sign to, I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.